Music maestro! After a series of punishing challenges, the finest fettlers in the land are going to go head-to-head in this, the Junkyard Wars Final. And at stake, the Trophy of Trash, the Stanley Cup of Scrap, the World Cup of Waste, the Grey Cup of Garbage.
Our two supercharged teams will have to be super slick today because the challenge is to build mechanical hockey machines that will face off in an engine-powered hockey match. The rules are simple. The highest score wins. Let's meet the hopeful finalists.
First up, they're mad, they're bad, and they're dangerous to know. In Firecracker Red, it's the Custom Cruisers, a posse of car customizers from California.
I'm Bruiser.
I'm Willie.
I'm Broyles.
We are a 50-style hot rod club.
In round one, they crawled to victory on very collapsible cars, and the semifinal saw them glug-glug into first place in a superior sub made from an old gas tank. They're back for the finals, and they're gunning for glory.
We're going to win. We're the best.
We're the Custom Cruisers!
And making sure they're not cruising for a bruising is hockey-loving roboticist Ron Bergeman. He builds and rides automated arms that can cut, weld, and manipulate metal. A hockey puck should be no problemo.
Flying the flag for the South is our clan of metal-mangling trailer makers, the Kentucky Fried Family.
I'm Miles.
I'm Clint.
I'm Jay.
We've been building custom trailers for the last 30 years.
The family barged through to the semis in a powerful paddler, and their railroad racer put them on a fast track to a place in the finals. Underestimate them at your peril. Family pride is at stake.
No one's going to beat us on the Junkyard.
We're the Kentucky Fried Family.
Aiding the family in their bid for glory is Scrap Daddy, a self-professed junk junkie and creator of loopy means of locomotion, from this motorized Mantis to ice-riding sleds. The gloves are off. It's the Clash of the Titans.
Kentucky Fried Family!
Yeah!
Custom Cruisers!
Yeah!
Welcome to the Junkyard Wars Finals!
Yeah!
And a challenge that will make your blood run cold.
The puck stops here, because we want you to build gliding and sliding ice hockey playing machines.
Yes! You're going to need engine-powered machines capable of putting this giant puck into a giant net.
Yes.
10 hours from the time that the mighty car crusher goes. And are you ready?
Yeah! Yeah!
Jay Clint, I don't know, but there's not much ice hockey played on the ponds back home. So what do you think, Scrap Daddy?
Our design is based on like a snowmobile. You know, there's a pusher motor in the back, and then there's two skis on the snowmobile. We're not going to use skis. We're going to use skates.
Yeah.
Now, here's the fun one. I want to do a pneumatic ram.
Okay. That is a plan.
Yeah.
That is a plan.
The Kentucky Fried Family's machine will be laid out like a snowmobile, but instead of skis for steering, they will use two regular ice skates. Power will come from the rear end of a tiny scooter and traction from a spiky all-metal wheel. The driver will sit in the middle and fire the puck with the pneumatic ram situated under his feet. Just like a hockey forward, the machine will be fast and agile on the ice.
Let's get that motor scooter.
Motor scooter.
The ice skates, they're very important. Lots of metal, you know, tidbits here and there. Let's go get them.
How are we going to do this?
Somewhere. Oh, man, good question. I'm glad we got an expert.
What's the plan? Because I don't have a thought on this.
Let's look for a small garden tractor,
okay.
Small lawn tractor, something with a solid base we can weld to. We need a good frame.
We're probably going to need some bigger tires than what
yeah.
they come with.
Need some tires. We're going to set up the tires, traction. We're going to build some devices to smack these pucks around.
Cool.
The custom cruisers will start with a beefy lawn tractor, chop it down to custom size, then surround it with a roll cage to keep them nice and safe. They'll replace the lawn tires with knobby off-roaders, which they'll stud with screws for extra traction. And they'll propel the puck with two massive hand-powered wooden hockey sticks. Like an ice hockey defenseman, the machine will be slow and heavy, but will simply squash anything in its path.
We need look for a self-contained vehicle like a tractor or quad, some knobbies, tires and wheels. Okay, we're going to need some steel framework to go around the outside, but let's get a tractor in here so we can see what we're working on.
We're ready. All right, let's
go. Ghost Roundgers, get them.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
The pursuit for parts starts. So it all comes down to this, the final.
The finals. I'm so excited. Plus, we have two amazing teams.
Exactly.
Kentucky Fried Family is such a tight team. Custom Cruisers, totally tight. So what do you think of the challenge?
I like it. I think it's going to be tough, but I think we can do it.
It's in the bag.
That's good right there. All right.
Jay's found some ice skates.
Right. Edge. Good job, man. Good job.
Now the family need a motor to put them on.
I'm looking.
I want some belt, and I need you to help me pack it in, bro.
On my way.
What do you think of the challenge?
It's crazy. You know, I played hockey when I was a kid, but that's it, you know?
The cruisers want all-terrain tires.
The family are doing well. They found a scooter.
Got one more tire.
But while they're busy, Cruiser Willie's stealing all the wheels.
Yoo-hoo, got two.
At all yet, I'm standing up high like a billy goat on a junk pile.
Look for the air ram, the air cylinder for us.
Oh, we done scarfed it.
So the scramble for scrap is underway. Which team of frozen fabricators will get the best stuff? Don't slide.
Welcome back to the Junkyard Wars Final, where the world's coolest constructors are battling to build ice hockey machines from scrounged parts.
Got a riding tractor.
Okay, bring it back and we'll see what we got.
Our bad boys in crimson, the custom cruisers, have found a motor.
Okay, set your side down, bro. Let's come get this side.
They'll take no prisoners in their heavy hockey machine. The lawn tractor is the heart of their beast.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here.
That's what I'm talking about.
In green, the Kentucky Fried family are building a fast and lightweight ice warrior. They found a motor in a scooter, but it's way too heavy.
When you come back, this plastic will be gone.
Since they want to move fast, all excess weight must go.
All right, that's the one we're going to have to cut.
Kentucky Fried Family, Scrap Daddy, how's it going?
Great.
Yeah?
It's amazing how much stuff we already got. We got to get this motor running. This is the key to the whole thing working. And then we need to focus on our steering.
The Kentucky Fried Family will fit their scooter motor with a metal wheel rim that they will attach screws to for traction. They'll build the rest of their chassis from scratch. It must be strong as it will serve as both roll cage and protection for their engine. It's a huge fabrication job, and they'll have to make sure everything is lined up right, or they could find themselves in the net instead of the puck.
We come to win. 2,500 miles to win. Hey, go bet your money on it.
Yeah.
All right. That's right. You guys have a lot of family pride here, so.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good.
And they adopted me
for the day.
Adopted
him also.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Absolutely, Scrap Daddy.
Now for a family meeting.
Look at the way it has those little fans on the back to cool.
Their scooter wheel is no good.
Go find me another one.
I've already been out over here.
But spare wheels are in short supply.
I gotta look in this thing again.
Maybe because the red team found them all.
If you don't find anything else, I have another match here at least to that one.
Oh, there you go, man. We got all kinds of wheels and stuff.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, here comes trouble. All right, custom cruisers. Now, this is what?
Well, it was a lawn tractor.
At one time.
Yeah, when we're done, it's going to be the world's fastest Zamboni, man.
Sweet.
right. So what is the plan?
First thing we got to worry about is our traction.
Okay.
We're going to get these ATV tires on there.
No, they're not that heavy.
Easy on your back. We're going to stud them up, get some hex heads, set up the front and back.
The custom cruisers will replace their lawn tractor tires with the tough ATV tires they've found. They'll stud the lugs with hundreds of regular screws to allow them to bite into the ice. A roll cage and a couple of gigantic wooden hockey sticks will transform their lawnmower chassis into an ice warrior. They'll have to be careful when studding the lugs, though. If they screw in too deep, the tires will burst, and the cruisers will have their hopes deflated.
What do you think of the Kentucky Fried family over there?
We fry them.
Extra crispy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's the quiet ones to watch out for, and exactly. They've been real quiet.
Yep. We'll see what happens when we get on the ice.
Yeah. The gloves are coming off already. I can see it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with the Kentucky Fried family, and especially Miles, he's playing for pride. He did not come here to lose. No. You know what I mean?
So if you were to, say, compare the machine to a hockey player, who would it be?
Well, it's going to be the Wayne Gretzky. No question.
The great one.
Of course. It's going to be all finesse with this machine.
The custom cruiser is not going to be so finesse. More
no.
like...
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a bit of a bruiser, right. Kind of like...
Bruiser.
Our captain.
Okay, we'll be ready for you to come back in and start welding in probably another 15 minutes.
Speaking of bruising...
Time to break out the killer.
We need a big one.
Bruiser must get the lawnmower chassis down to fighting weight, or it won't be fast on the ice.
Back with the family, Scrap Daddy is trying desperately to get the engine going.
All right. Okay. The boys would have really jumped up and down if they heard that.
But the twins are in the yard, still looking for the wheel rim that Scrap Daddy wants for the scooter.
Nope.
Keep looking for the rim, just a little bit more.
Scrap Daddy won't let them back till they find one.
And no luck on the rim yet? Rim, baby, we need that rim!
If they don't bag one, their ice warrior won't be going anywhere.
We're looking, and we just...
Hey, focus, one area. Comb it.
Seems like it's pretty important to him, so we're going to keep looking for the wheel. They just need the wheel, so that's what I'm going to look for.
The cruisers have lightened their chassis, but now they have wheel problems, too.
That rim might be 9 inches, and that one's 8.
Their new ATV wheels don't fit the lawn tractor.
It's all smashed here.
It's smashed there, too, where they staked it on.
The existing wheels are too beat up to use.
Get it off, but it might be easier to just throw this wheel on there.
Bruiser's big bad solution is to cut the tractor hubs and weld the ATV tires to them.
Okay, we'll just cut it and weld it then.
But it's risky. Any weakness and the wheels will fall off on race day. People do crazy things on ice. Lugeing, curling, even motorcycle speedway. But who cleans up the mess? The answer is the legendary Zamboni, the machine that smooths the ice before ice skating competitions and hockey games. It removes the dirt from the surface of the ice, and its huge trailing mop fills in any cracks with water, leaving a mirror-smooth surface behind the machine. Dave Rutherford designs and builds Zambonis. Who better to be our ice-cool and impartial judge?
Welcome to the throne, sir.
Thank
you. Have a seat.
Thank you.
What would be the best way, Dave, to describe what these two machines are going to be like?
Well, the custom cruisers have a bigger, stronger, heavier chassis, so we'll call those the defensemen, the big, strong, maybe slow hockey player.
Okay.
Where the Kentucky Fried family, they're going with a very small, light machine, and so that'll be the forward who's very, very, very fast. Not only do they have to maneuver, they have to be able to maneuver the puck and against another team. But the cruisers right now, they're heavier, so I expect their traction is going to be a little better. So the biggest thing is traction.
Who, this early in the game, gets it?
Cruisers.
And why?
They have a stronger chassis, heavier chassis. All that's going to relate to being able to maneuver on the ice.
And why not the Kentucky Fried family right now?
It's too light, and they have to work out the pneumatics. On top of making the vehicle move.
Same deal. We get it.
But don't write them off just yet. The kids are back with the goodies.
Clint's found an air ram.
And Jay's not far behind. He's found the rim.
Hey, man! Yeah, give me some hugs, Dad. I might ask for a hug every now and then. Don't take it personal.
Scrap Daddy, he's cool. He told us exactly what he needed. I just really like him. He's a great guy.
Oh, Lord, this is going to be crucial here. Let's go ahead and
we're just going to start one side.
Just put a tack on here.
Now the family must reinvent the wheel.
Even the tiniest bump will cause skidding on the ice.
Ooh, I don't like this one.
The boys' welding isn't good enough for their new daddy.
Do you see any more?
That kind.
Ooh. Let me come down.
Let's get rid of that.
So, no finished wheel yet, and they haven't even started on the steering or the chassis.
All right, attention teams, this is your six-hour time check. The Iceman cometh
six hours.
I can feel him coming. Man, that's a lot of work left.
Bruiser's rushing to weld the ATV tires to the lawn tractor hubs.
I thought you were going the other way.
Oh, you mean I welded on upside down?
Trying to.
Okay. I welded it in backwards.
That's you.
But it's no laughing matter. The cruisers don't have any spare hubs.
So it's back to the grindstone for Bruiser.
Clint's finished welding and he's covered the bumpy wheel with rubber. The screws are for traction.
I've got one blade off here. I'll go ahead and get this other blade
off.
Okay,
good idea.
The skates aren't meant to carry the weight of an engine, so the family must build a metal steering system to support them.
No, it's real important that we don't get this one.
But they must be careful. The blades are made of soft metal, and the welder arcs at 6,000 degrees.
That's good.
Hi, Pop.
Clint calls his dad for some advice.
Come over here and do this one.
Miles suggests welding one end at a time so that the blade doesn't get too hot.
You let them both cool, then you come back and you catch some in between.
Okay.
They're the only skates they have. Clint better not destroy them with that welder.
This is the most crucial part. It's the skate. You know, this is one of our skates that's going to be touching the ice in the front. And these have to be super strong and super aligned. You know, everything's going to has to be right, but once it's on there, we'll be ready to go.
The Kentucky Fried family skates will be mounted on chopped-down car axles that allow them to turn freely. They'll weld handles to the axles and turn both together to steer. When they want to stop, it'll simply be a case of turning both skates inward at once. It's crucial that the skates be lined up dead straight, however, or the driver could end up steering the machine in two different directions at once.
Time to see if Clint's welded skates are strong enough.
Come on, baby. This is crucial. Come on, baby. Work. Oh, yeah.
But they still haven't started on their steering or their chassis.
Bruiser's learned his lesson. He makes Willie check his welding this time. The wheels are wobbly, and there's no time to do a better job.
I don't think I like this, do you?
At least there's some good news.
Perfect. Here comes our hockey stick.
It's oak, perfect for hockey sticks.
Ah, very nice. So the puck will actually be hitting like here.
Yeah.
This is the curved end there. It's a good solid piece, though. I mean, is this ideal? Is this what you're looking for?
According to our expert, it's ideal.
They may have ideal sticks, but they've no idea how to attach them to the chassis.
Attention, teams. Can I have your attention? 5 hours remaining. This is your five-hour time call.
All right. Are we only halfway done?
Center the blade.
So we want to move
this.
Now it's the moment of truth.
Spin.
All right, who's welding?
It's vital they weld the blade straight on the steering system. They'll drive in circles if they're misaligned.
Go ahead.
Okay,
now they have to get the steering system in place. They can't build the rest of the machine until they do, and time is running out.
Except this isn't centered. Let's find the center point right here.
There, we need to get those hockey sticks mounted pretty soon.
The custom cruisers have cut their hockey sticks, but can't figure out how to mount them.
Some steel plate that we can drill through this and bolt to it.
Without mountings, they won't be able to use their sticks at all.
So we need a couple good pieces of quarter-inch plate, something real heavy.
No one knows more about driving on ice than Richard Zamboni, whose father invented the Zamboni machine. Hi, Richard.
How are you?
I'm great, great. Good to see you, too. Come on in. Let's sit down. Now, Richard, you know, when I heard your last name, of course, it's Zamboni. It is synonymous with the machine that, you know, fixes the rink between the periods of a hockey game. How long has your family been in the business of making those?
for just over 50 years, Karen. Yeah, it goes back to 1949 when my dad got the first one going at our rink in Paramount, California. And they found immediately there was a need to resurface the ice. It would take, at that time, about an hour and a half for 3 to 4 people, and my dad said there had to be a better way. He really did frequent junkyards, and there were surplus military parts from World War II, the Jeep engine from a military Jeep, the axles were out of Army trucks, a cylinder that raised the conditioning unit in the back was out of a airplane landing gear, and the frame was some angles out of a oil derrick. One thing led to the other, and each time he was trying something new and different. And after many years of experimentation, he finally came up with the machine that worked in 1949.
Thanks for giving me all the history.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Karen. Thank you so much for your interest. I'm looking forward to seeing those machines.
Oh, me too. Good, me too.
Got a chair. We just need a chair.
Hey, Miles, I've got a little something for you.
All right.
There is your chair.
All right, this is all right
here.
Are you guys ready to install that yet?
Yes, ma'am, I believe we are. How does that look?
I still see the engine on the ground.
Oh, no.
Ready to go.
The wheel's on it.
Here, watch this. See what happens?
Hey, look at that.
See, it stays level at all times. And it wants to go straight.
Yeah.
Man, what you looking at?
See what's going on.
Because this is wider here, too, I guess.
Is it? Hold that welder.
Hold that welder.
I couldn't let you guys go another step without adding a nice little sporty racing touch to this
vehicle.
That's
sweet, man.
Yeah, well, this is for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's got lots of padding, because I know you guys are going to be hitting top speeds of what? 3 miles an hour.
Hey, that's what you thought about our sub, too.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. An easy 4. Everything's cool. Good. This is the finals, you guys know. You know, this is the big leagues. There's no room for error now.
I'm not scared.
We've reached a point where there's 50,000 things to do.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll be all over the place. Thanks for bearing with me.
Attention, teams, this is your 3-hour time check. 3 hours remaining.
Hey, we gotta hurry.
Just like, watch your head, Willie.
The Cruisers have got their roll cage okay, but no mounting for their hockey sticks yet.
Hang on, Broyles has an idea.
Look at the bank I got for you guys.
Beautiful.
Yeah, for Barbie.
Get our stick on there.
Expert Ron loves it. They'll use this bike for the mounting. Scrap Daddy wants it to fit like a glove.
Yeah, maybe so. Now I'm ready for the handlebars. Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready to work.
Okay, straight up and down, or you guys want to put it in an angle? What do you think? Huh? Maybe an angle's cool, huh?
Yeah, man. Whoa. Come on, baby.
Is there anything that kind of worries you at this juncture with the build?
Yeah, there's a couple things with the machine that Kentucky Fried Family's putting together. Steering is a concern. Will the skates dig in? Will there be enough pressure on the skate so that it'll turn or not go straight? Customs Cruisers have a traditional steered with a steering wheel, 2 front tires. The steering was already on the tractor, so it's pretty box stock. What they don't know yet is they're going to probably need a lot of weight on that front to let it dig in.
All right, fellas, let's flip this a little and put this in real quick.
But the Cruisers aren't worried about traction. They're ready to put their puck-slapping hockey sticks in place.
But there's a problem.
Bend it?
You're going to break the wood there?
No. It'll go up further.
The hockey sticks are too low and will drag on the ice.
The end there.
It's a real setback. They've wasted hours.
Nose it off.
We just don't want that breaking. If we take a sharp corner on one side...
Yeah.
Time to put it in high gear. This is your 2-hour time check. Right. 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. Hey, where'd that last hour go anyway?
The family must fit their puck launching air ram.
19 inches. Is that cool with you?
1, 2, 3.
Yes. Oops.
But they're also in trouble. They've welded the pneumatic pusher at the wrong angle.
Give me a pipe wrench. Okay.
It's a lot of work to do over, and the clock is ticking.
I see the ice is getting thin ahead. Who's going to make it and who's going to break it? Stick around and find out.
Our two teams are building ice hockey machines, but right now they look more like ice scrapers than ice skaters.
Bruisers figured out a way of making the hockey sticks work.
It's all right, let's just put a wheel on it.
Circular motion.
Hey, we cut this one up before.
The shopping cart wheels will lift the sticks and make sure they slide across the ice.
Pretty easy, huh?
I think it's all going to work really good. And I peeked over the fence at the neighbors, and I think they're going to have some big problems. Real big problems, you know, two or three of us.
Bruiser's right. They do have problems. They've done a quick fix on the ram, but still no sign of the protective roll cage. And they've got to build it from scratch.
It'll take an almost superhuman effort to get it done in time.
And go. One, two, go.
Go.
One, two. One, two, go. Close.
Man.
Who's welding?
Okay,
somebody go cut or something. One, two, one, two, go. One, two, three, go.
I said, this is looking awesome.
Okay, is that the good one? Where's the good one? Long one. Go. Boom.
Calm down, Scrap
Calm
Daddy.
Calm down. You're going to be all right.
Hey, hey, it's about time.
It's working.
You know,
it's working.
I thought you guys were going to tell me that a little earlier, man.
That's bad looking.
That is bad looking.
It doesn't matter. It's what's strong. It's a strong. Yeah,
but Bruiser's not impressed.
Thought you fellas might need these.
Okay, just set them up there.
That way you can put them on and push your machine down the ice.
Is them to kick ass with?
That's so you can push your machine when it needs the help.
I thought you bought them for...
We're going to have the ultimate traction, then it will all be worth it. I should be cross-eyed on these things by now, man.
600 screws and we're getting there. You know, maybe another 150, 200 more, and we'll have a full metal machine.
Good.
Willie's certainly impressed.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Let's see what you can do with that thing.
Watch your ankles.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, nice. The ice is going to smack beautiful.
It's got some smack. Now, how much effort do you have to put into that to get it to go?
It's not much. It's not much.
Okay. All right, it's time to mount the battery in the propane tank.
Scrap Daddy is turning his energies to the air supply for the ram.
We got lots of pressure to come in.
The tank will hold compressed air, and the hoses will deliver it to the pusher.
All right.
Clint.
Boom, back
right
here.
Right here. Don't burn through the
Scrap
tank.
Daddy saying boom.
One, two, good, you go. Put two or three together. Are you almost done with that? Come on, baby.
I'm almost done.
Man, he's getting... He doesn't like me talking like that.
How are both of our machines going to handle come game time?
I expect that the Kentucky Fried Family's vehicle will be much faster on the ice and will be able to turn much sharper. Mm-hmm. So that can give them an advantage for going to get the puck.
Right.
That's going to be negated a little bit by only being able to shoot straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Custom cruisers are going to have the advantage of the size and mass and the ability to pick the puck up on either side.
Where do you put the big dough? Do you put it with the custom cruisers or the Kentucky Fried Family?
I'm going with custom cruisers.
Custom cruisers, that's your choice. We'll
that's
see
it.
If you are right tomorrow, sir.
Where's my little 12-millimeter socket I have?
I brought you the puck. Can I get a sample of how it's going to work?
Yes.
You're going to get a free shot.
All right.
Okay.
One free shot.
One free
shot. I'm
going
to move over here.
Is it fitting too tight?
Yeah, not really.
Do I need to cover my ears or anything?
I don't know.
Cover your ears. Let's do it.
Go.
What happened?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we're going to get some more pressure going.
Are you sure?
I'm hoping.
Attention teams, no time for fooling around. This is your 10-minute time check.
The cruisers have hit a last-minute hitch. Something's wrong with the clutch.
The family are scrambling to put more push in their ram.
Come on, give me a tack. Give me a tack, baby.
The cruisers can't get power to the wheels. It had better be a quick fix.
You see those?
One way, one the other way. What's that all about?
Did you see if it worked and it doesn't?
It works.
It works.
Put this clutch in. Can I have it go?
Come down.
The cruisers have fixed their clutch in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find what you need, you know, maybe a couple back-to-back will keep your interest in it. But, you know, sometimes you walk around with nothing.
I kind of wish we would have worked on the pneumatics a little more rather than making it look pretty with the artsy curves and stuff on it. But, you know, to each his own.
Oh, it's a long day. Long day. A lot of work. This team made it easy, though. These guys are veterans.
You know, I beat those guys up today. I knew they could take it, and I knew we needed it, and they came through.
So I think we squeezed as much as we could out of our particular machine. We're going to take it to the ice now and see who really wins.
Pretty sails. I hope Pretty wins on this.
So, will the Kentucky Fried family scoot to victory in their crazy skating moped with air power puck pusher?
Or will the custom cruisers stick it to them in their spike-wheeled, lawnmower-powered heavyweight with solid oak flippers?
Our two teams have built machines that can play ice hockey. And now it's time for a teeth-chattering, bone-battering battle all over the ice.
We've come to the Paramount Iceland in Southern California, the perfect arena for a mechanized hockey match.
The rules are extremely simple. There'll be no fouls allowed, and if the judge spots one, it's a free shot for the other team. The teams are not allowed into each other's D zone, so they'll have to shoot from outside. There'll be three periods, and the team with the most goals will lift the Junkyard Wars trophy.
As usual, we've allowed the teams 1 hour to mess with their machines.
The cruisers are re-welding their roll cage because right now it doesn't clear their front wheel.
The family still have air pusher problems.
Uh-oh. Okay, not enough bungee. One, two, three, yes. Yeah. Yeah! Yeah!
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Pretty yeah? good.
Pretty good. Come on, man. We feel great.
Who's driving?
We know me and Clint are going to drive for sure.
The two boys is what it's all about.
Okay.
You know, that's, I want to see the two boys do it.
So who's going to drive?
I'll be on it for number one game on.
Okay. Then we're going to put our Swede in. We're going to do the middle period. And then we're putting our expert in.
To finish it up.
He's going to finish it up.
Okay.
If we need traction, I'll
be the substitute. We got the traction, yep.
Just time for a lick of paint.
Hey, let's start smiling, man. Let's start smiling. Come on, baby.
Now to see if the designs will work on the ice.
Set it on the boards. You guys on the boards?
So, the cruisers are the first to test. They're rolling out onto the ice. No problems with traction for them. They make it look easy.
Now for Scrap Daddy's crazy-looking design. It's certainly fast. This is going to be a great match.
Oh, we're going to have a game.
The drivers have 15 minutes to hone their skills.
They're running a lot better than I thought they were going to.
I'm surprised as well. The custom cruisers are working on how much power they've got. Kentucky Fried Family, I'm amazed at how well that machine handles. It may come down to who's driving in the last period as to who wins the championship here.
All right, you guys, that's enough. Let's bring them in. It's time to start the game.
The teams will face off over three periods that last 3 minutes each. There must be no fouling, and they can't shoot from within the blue D zones in front of the goals. At the buzzer, the teams must drive around and touch the straight blue lines before making a play for the puck.
First up are Broyles and Scrap Daddy.
This is for the trophy of trash.
Here we go.
And they are off. Both machines touching the blue lines, and they turn. Broyles is first with the puck. But oh, Scrap Daddy has stolen it. He shoots. He hits the post.
Broyles on the pickup.
Come on!
Go!
Go, Scrub, Daddy!
Broyles is off! Oh, but he's lost the puck!
Scrap
Daddy straight in, using all that maneuverability. But oh, oh! Oh, this is aggressive play! Broyles in there hard! He's checked Scrap Daddy, and he's got an open goal! If he can only keep control, no!
He's all over the map!
Broyles, defending the puck. Oh, but that's a foul! He's trapped it against the side wall. The judge will have something to say about that.
The green team gets possession of the puck.
So Broyles killed the game. Scrap Daddy gets the puck. And they're off again. Scrap Daddy on the break. Broyles trying desperately to reach him in reverse. Scrap Daddy moving down the ice. He shoots. He scores! First blood goes to Scrap Daddy. All right, 1-0 for the Kentucky Fried family. Still plenty of time here in the first period. And there they go, racing towards their blue lines. Broyles. Broyles gets to the puck first. But oh, Scrap Daddy pouncing on the puck. He's off towards the goal. He shoots! And he scores!
What a guy.
2-0 now. Kentucky Fried family just all over the Custom Cruisers at this point.
Strategy. Big mistake in strategy. Custom Cruisers came around, knocked the puck right into the basket.
Have you taught Broyles the difference between assisting and scoring?
No.
He's still learning the game.
The Cruisers are down 2-0. They go to the red line. And he's all over that puck. He goes blasting past Scrap Daddy. A perfect opportunity for a goal. He hits the post. I don't believe it. Broyles misses the net again. Broyles is back around the goal there. He picks the puck up. He comes up towards the blue line. He's looking very, very sharp. He cannot seem to control that puck. Back into the corner along the tires. Broyles pushing that puck all along the tires. Here comes Scrap Daddy. He picks up the puck. The crowd is going wild. Scrap Daddy moving towards the net. Here's the shot. It's a goal. He scores.
He really is the daddy of Scrap. Yeah. So 3-0 for the family.
Yeah. Okay, teams. 15 seconds remaining in the first period. Well, maybe Broyles can claw a goal back here. It's going to be tough. They come to the puck. And again, it's Broyles first. He manages to blast past Scrap Daddy. Much better control with the puck. Back around the back of the net there. Broyles. Oh, Broyles, a mess into the rubber.
That's going to do it, you guys. End of the first period. End of the first period.
Scrap Daddy is triumphant. Better luck next time, Broyles.
Give me some love.
All right.
Give
All
me
right.
some love. Come on, baby.
Looking good. Looking good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Tell me how this thing.
Okay,
going,
so
Daddy?
Listen, what's your advice for the next driver, who is Jay?
I'm driving.
You're ready. You're the best, man. You're driving better than me.
So, at the end of the first period, 3 goals to the Kentucky Fried family, and the Cruisers have yet to score.
We got a driver switch.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Are you going to play?
I'm coming in.
Captain Bruiser?
Oh, yeah.
So, Bruiser's going to drive after all. Jay looks a little worried. May the best man win.
So it's Bruiser against Jay, and off they go, heading for the blue line, ready to make the big turn towards the puck. And it looks like it's going to be Bruiser. He gets to the puck first. Nice job picking it up. He bashes it up against the boards there. Bruiser moving in, trying to pick it up with the front of the machine. The stick not being very useful at this point. Here comes Jay. Some steering problems there, but looks like he has control of the puck. Jay is on his way. He's going around back of the Kentucky Fried family net. Bruiser following closely. Oh, a little bit of contact there. Bruiser trying to maneuver to get that puck away from Jay. Jay speeding past him. And Jay's got a clear shot at the net. He shoots. He scores! Bruiser is stunned.
The Cruisers are really trailing now. Bruiser's got a mountain to climb.
And they're off again. A little bit of trouble there for Bruiser. Hard off the red line. He's going towards the blue line. Here they come. They're getting towards the puck. Bruiser once again first at the puck. Nice control. He has it on a stick. He's moving across the blue line. Here he is. He's moving in for a shot. It's off the post. In fact, it's in front of the post. And Jay knocks it free. Here comes Bruiser. He's got control of the puck again. Working it with that left stick. Nice control. The crowd going crazy. Here comes Bruiser with the shot. He scores! The Cruisers have their first goal.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a goal for the Custom Cruisers.
And there's the horn. Both teams racing towards the puck once again. Jay and Bruiser. And again, it's Bruiser. Bruiser coming around the left-hand side. There's the shot. It's a goal. An easy one for the Custom Cruisers.
It's 4-2. Bruiser's coming back.
We've got ourselves a hockey game here, folks. Bruiser heading towards the blue line. Jay doing the same. They come to the puck. And Bruiser pulls all the tricks out of his bag. He goes the opposite direction to the right. He's got control. He moves in. Oh, but he just cannot pull the trigger on that shot. Jay just seems to be very ginger, almost nervous about going to the puck. It seems like he's scared of... Oh, we've got an injury. Jay is hurt. We're stopping the play. Out come the medics.
Is it serious?
Jay.
It hit me. It just felt like a funny bone pop.
You all right?
I'm fine. It just scared the crap out of me.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
The judge has a ruling.
I've decided to end the second period.
Okay.
We'll go right to the third period.
The score stands. The Kentucky Fried Family lead by 4-2. A period to go, everything left to play for. But Miles won't let his boys back on the ice. It's an automatic victory to the Custom Cruisers unless Scrap Daddy drives again. Will he pluck up the courage to go head-to-head against Expert Ron and save the game? Join us after the break to find out.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars. It is the finals. It is 4-2. We are about to head into the third period of the ultimate Junkyard Wars hockey game. Everything's still to play for.
My sentiments exactly, Karen. Scrap Daddy being strapped in for the Kentucky Fried Family and Ron for the Custom Cruisers.
Current score, 4-2.
Looks like a battle of the experts. Two titanic titans going at it on the hockey gladiator sheet of ice, and here they come. And it looks like an amazing job by Rod right off the get-go, but Scrap Daddy grabs the puck, he moves in, he shoots, he scores! The Kentucky Fried Family pick up where they left off.
Wow, that was a quick way to start the third period.
5-2, the Cruisers are being crushed.
So clearly that change of driver for the Custom Cruisers not working out at this point. Here comes Ron across the blue line, moving towards the center ice, and it is going to be Ron, and the Custom Cruisers taking it with the front of the machine. Here's a shot. Oh, not enough power on that shot. As you can see, Ron cannot take the full shot. He's got to take the puck out of that zone, set it up again, and that's exactly what he's doing. Here comes Ron. Good stick handling from the Custom Cruisers. Coming in over the blue line. Here comes a shot. And they score!
Dominant play by Ron. It's 5-3, and Scrap Daddy's worried.
Scrap Daddy should be worried, Karen. 5-3. Tight game here. Ron, not very good off the top there. Scrap Daddy gets control of the puck. He's trying to get it inside that little pneumatic basket that they've got. But there's a big collision, and I think a penalty.
That's a foul.
That had to be a penalty.
The replay clearly shows Ron's foul on Scrap Daddy. He even lost part of his stick. That's unacceptable play.
Scrap Daddy basically has a free shot at the net. He'd have to be a fool to miss this one. Here's the shot. Like taking candy from a baby.
The family now up by 3 goals.
Now Ron is taking no prisoners. He's going right after that puck with a stick over the blue line. There's a shot. He scores!
6-4.
Unbelievable play by Ron and the Custom Cruisers, and they are after the puck again. And Ron, an easy steal. He beats him like a rented mule. He goes up, but there's the shot, and he scores!
Attention, teams. The score, Kentucky 5, Family 6, Custom Cruisers 5.
What an unbelievable turn of events for the Custom Cruisers, Dave. I am speechless too, Dave. Here we go. Ron aggressively takes that puck, moving in. He's got control. He crosses the blue line. Here's the shot. Not enough pepper. It's just in front of the line. Can you believe it? Both teams are scrambling to get control. Here comes Scrap Daddy. He's got control. Ron in with the aggressive block. He's not letting him go anywhere. Time is starting to run out. It's working against the Custom Cruisers.
We're running out of time here. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Frantically trying to dig that puck out of the corner of the ice.
It's
over!
A 6-5 victory for the Kentucky Fried family. They are the champions.
You guys still love me, huh?
Yeah,
you're the man.
This is what it's all about, folks. This is what it's all about.
Come on, guys.
I want the Kentucky Fried family, and I want to present them the Junkyard Wars Trophy. Oh!